This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 83. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Yo. What up, dance teachers out there in the building? It's your boy, Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and we are bringing you episode number 83. And I got a good one for you. This one is called the 15-Minute Choreo Speed Drill. That's what the title is. We're just going to jump right into this podcast. The 15-Minute Choreo Speed Drill, and this is for your intermediate slash advanced teen senior dancers. The whole vibe behind this one is, again, I think it was back in episode number 62. Go back and listen to that for my teachers out there, where I talked about picking up choreography faster. Well, this one is same vibe, but this is for your older kids. So, you know, the episode number 62 was for the minis and juniors. And I think I said in that episode to maybe start off with two counts of eight, move up to four counts of eight, and teach it really fast. That was like the whole vibe of it. But then I started to think, because we're getting ready for another convention. Shouts out to 24/7. Going to them, a great convention. If you haven't gone to a dance convention, if 24/7 Dance is coming to your area, definitely check them out. The teaching is quality, it's stellar, lots of content, lots of positivity. And it's not, you know what I mean? They get to take class. They get to get built up. So it's great. But that's coming up. So we're getting ready for it. And I have a lot of my older dancers that are getting ready for, I actually have some graduating seniors getting ready for some scholarship opportunities. And it's just a whole, you know, another vibe that they're preparing for. So it's a little different when you start to prepare your older dancers, because they are older. They've been dancing longer. And you know how it is as a dance teacher. Sometimes with them, you ask yourself, like, I've taught them since they were younger. They're experienced dancers now. What can I do to challenge them? What can I do so that when they go to the convention, they'll be prepared? And for a lot of us teachers, I'm going to be honest with you. Sometimes you look at other teachers, like at conventions, and you know what I mean? It can like hit your self-confidence. You could be like, I can't do that. I'm not as good as this person is. I'm not famous like them. So my kids won't listen to me. But I want to tell you this. That's not real at all. You know what I mean? You have invested your time and your life into these kids. And don't ever let anybody steal the fact that, you know what I mean, you have poured into them. And so they will listen. You just have to get to the point where you know what you basically bring to the table, what you are worth. And you just know, not even comparing it to somebody else, but just look at the fact that you know dance. You've done this. And dig down within yourself and just push. You know what I mean? Give them some. And sometimes it means, you know what I mean, we have to do a little bit more research ourselves. So shouts out to a lot of teachers who are listening to this podcast. I mean, I get emails from teachers all the time saying, you know, thank you for the content. You're a great resource. It's giving me ideas. And so that's, you know what I mean? But I only do that because I do the same thing. I'm always looking for content, always looking for resources, always looking for something that will inspire me so that I can inspire them. And a lot of times it does get like that. You get down on yourself. But that's just a side rant. But I just wanted to give that to my teachers out there. Like, don't get down on yourself. You have what it takes. You got this. Just do it. And then know kind of what you're going for. So this is what I did in this class. So I knew I wanted to prepare them. And I did. I ran into that wall of low self-confidence at first. And I said, wait a minute. No. What I have, I've earned my whole life because I paid the price. You know what I mean? I put the time in. You know what I mean? I sacrifice. And so I do have something to offer, and I'm going to offer that. So in that whole thing. So I came into class and I was like, okay, we still have the job is to get the older kids ready for a convention where the pace is going to be faster than what they're used to. Sometimes they're going to have an audition and it's going to be, they're not going to have time to prepare. Like sometimes a choreographer is going to come in. It's like after your class, you've been taking class all day. After your class, come down here. I'm going to teach you a whole entire dance. They're already exhausted. They're already tired. But that brain, but with that, I remember something. I was like, oh, no. That's exactly, like I said, in episode 62, that's what I used to do even for the younger. So it's the same thing for the olders, but it's just your pace has to pick up a little more. So here it is. I'm going to give you three things you can do. Two, work on the 15-minute choreo speed drill, and this is for your older kids. Now, it doesn't matter, you know, like the last class that I did, the style of dance had it, that I chose to do has a lot of popping, isolations, waving, ticking animation in it. And that's just what I do. That's what I bring to the table. I'm not, you know, I don't have every style of hip hop mastered, but I do have within me the style of hip hop that I've worked on for my whole life. And so that's what this dance had. And that, different songs give different feels. But for this particular class, I decided to go in with the pop and the wave and the ticking. All right, so here it is. Three things. Number one, for your older kids, you want to have tons of content. I'm talking about tons of material. So I talked about the juniors and the minis. If you start them off at two, like our challenge when these kids were little was to get them to four counts of eight. All right, so now four counts of eight would be your average beginner class. Six counts of eight to me would be like, okay, that was a class, lots of content. But I'm talking about for your older kids, for this 15, now again, you're going to teach this whole thing in 15 minutes. So you're going to be flying. I'm talking about you're running groups and everything. 15 minutes, that's all you got. All right, so tons of content in 15 minutes. Even if you have to go back, because I mean, we are dance teachers. A lot of us are dance teachers and studio owners. So you don't have a lot of time to just sit around, just be making up tons of material. Sometimes you're working on the business side of the studio. But check this out. Now, you may work on, okay, 6 to 8 counts. That's a heavy class right there. But I'm talking about for this one, anywhere from 15 to 20 counts of eight. That's right. 15 to 20 counts of eight. But it doesn't all have to be like super fast, super quick. You could start off, your first four can have some ands in it. You know, put some ands in the count, some and, e, uhs in the counts. But then as you go further into it, you can make bigger moves, whole counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, wave it to the left and wave it to the right. But the other thing I see, if you teach multiple classes and different levels, use, it's like when you get to the end of the routine, start tagging on other combinations, right? Other combinations that you work with other groups, add them in, and then you'll see how much you have. You're like, oh, I just did the whole dance I did with the juniors, and I did this whole warm-up across the floor that I did. Just start adding stuff in. Have it down and be prepared. Have the order in your head, because you don't want to do it like a lot of times in class, I will, you know, like if I'm looking for something to be creative, sometimes I'll create it on the spot. Like, what if we did this? What if we did that? That's a different kind of class. We're trying to be creative and do choreography. This one, you're going just for speed. So get your first 4 to 6, 8 counts, prepare that ahead of time, and then the rest of them all the way up to 15 or even 20. I think last night we went all the way up to 20 counts of eight. It might have even been more. Where it's almost like you're teaching like a half a dance. You got for some of you got a whole dance within that, right? Tons of content. Because what happens is the kind of pressure that's created at a convention is just like that in an audition, is just like that. Because they don't, not only do they not have time to process all of it, they can't even ask the teacher questions about it because there's so many people there. So they got to go to this internal thing where they're like, okay. And my goal is when I do tons of it, I want them to be able to start identifying different pieces of the routine with different parts of the music. So tons of content from all the way from 15, you can go up to 20, you can go even more. But this is 15 minutes, so you got to be teaching fast. So that takes me up to my point number two. Second thing for this 15-minute choreo speed drill, don't go over it, the moves, more than twice without moving on. Right, so in a normal situation when you're doing choreography, you'll have a question: is your right hand here? I have a question: is your left foot here? And you go over it because your goal or your intent is to get them to actually get the move just like you taught it, right? So you have a different vibe for that class. No, this is a 15-minute choreo drill, so it's just like, you don't know me. I'm a guest choreographer. You came in. I have a dance to teach you, and I don't have time to break down everything. So no more than two times before you move on, because that, like, for their brains, especially for older dancers, like when you just spit out 4 to 6 counts to 8, like in 2 or 3 minutes, their brains, and then they're like, okay. Then you add, do you have any questions? Right? Most of the time, they're still processing what the heck just happened, because you just taught that so fast. So a lot of times, now you might get some people, yes, I have some questions, but remember, two times and then you're moving on. But the thing that gets their brain is when you go, okay, and then they're like, oh God. So it switches a different track in their brain, where they know, like, I gotta process even more. I don't even have that. But that's the muscle that you wanna exercise in the student. So again, don't go over it more than twice without moving on. Here's number three. Number three and the last one. This is the 15-minute drill, right? 15-minute choreo drill. So after 15 minutes, I need you to start groups. And I do not want you to help them. All right, okay. Maybe you can help them on the first one. But I want you to help them on the first one from the front of the room instead of through the mirror, right? Because as dancers, especially older dancers, we train them to be able to watch you and do what you do while you're doing it, right? But I want to like that. What happens is when you turn and face them, which is what they're going to get in a convention setting, because there are no mirrors. So sometimes, you know, most of the times the choreographer starts and he has his back to him. But once he starts talking, he wants to communicate, she wants to see what's going on, right? They turn and face you, and then they start doing it opposite. That's another brain confuser, because they're looking at you. Now you're not in the mirror. They're not doing it at the same time as you. But I'm going to say even do that just once. And after that, you're running groups. Group one, group two, split the class in half. Then small groups. Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And for the groups, you're not, here's kind of what you're going for. You're not going for to embarrass them or to have them feel bad. You want them to go for this routine as full out as they can. And if they forget a move, right, you want them to start doing it in blocks. You're like, okay, I forgot that whole thing. But when we got to the 10th count of 8, I remember that, and I came back in and jumped in, right? And you want to get them used to, because at a convention, at an audition, at a high-pressure situation, they're going to have to do that. You're not going to nail it perfect every time, but even if you miss a few counts, know where to catch in. Read the room. See if somebody else has it, jump on them, but you got to be able to process this fast, all right? So this is a great drill. Like I said, the 15-minute choreo drill, let me recap real quick. Number one, have tons of content. Just prepare your first 4 to 6 counts of 8. And after that, start adding on different combinations that you've had in the past, or even if you taught them. Because for some of them, like you may do a past combo that you taught them, and they'll be like, oh, I know this part, so I'm excited. So they know. It's another brain trick. You know, it's like the first beginning I was kind of lost, but when this part comes up, I know it, so I'm comfortable, right? So tons of content. And when I say tons, I'm talking about from 15 to 20 counts of 8. Number two, don't go over it more than twice without moving on. So even if they have questions, you want to keep the tempo of the class moving, because you're going to do this in 15 minutes. And then the last one, number three, after the 15 minutes, do groups and do not help them. Let them go in there and start figuring out, if I get lost here, I can catch back in here and keep it moving. All right, so there it is. I didn't even do my intro or nothing, but this is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. Not to be confused with my other podcast, which is the MIE Motivational Podcast. Got two of them going right now. I want to thank you guys for listening to all the podcasts. Thank you for downloading them all over the world. Kenya, South Africa, France. I mean, people are downloading, and I appreciate it. Shouts out to all my teachers out there. Keep doing what you do. You can get the podcast on Podomatic.com, iTunes, and Stitcher. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share it. If you're on Facebook, share this with other teachers, just keep this thing going. So thank you so much for tuning in to another episode, number 83 of the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast. And let's go, y'all. I'm out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Come on,
now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.